The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Thursday, December 8, 2022. The President of Cuba, Miguel Díaz-Canel, concluded his tour of the Caribbean this Thursday, the 8th, where he confirmed the validity of the legacy of the leader of the revolution, Fidel Castro, and his special relationship with the brothers of that region. From his official profile on Twitter, the president, on an official visit to Grenada, expressed the continuity of those ties with Army General Raúl Castro and described as emotional the meeting with collaborators from the island, the staff of the diplomatic mission, and friends from that country. He also met with the Governor General, Cecile Ellen Fleuret, and they both confirmed the will to continue strengthening bilateral cooperation and work for Caribbean unity and integration. Díaz-Canel also referred to his meeting with the leader of the new National Party, Keith Mitchell, whom he thanked for the invariable rejection of the economic, commercial, and financial U.S. blockade and for their solidarity with the Cuban people. He indicated that talks with Grenada Prime Minister Dickon Mitchell was helpful and frank, during which they ratified their will to continue strengthening the political dialogue and increasing cooperation in areas of mutual interest. The president's tour began last Saturday to St. Vincent and the Grenadines and then continued with his participation, along with various ministers from the area, in the 8th CARICOM Cuba Summit from Barbados. U.S. government is presently boycotting the integration of the Cuban baseball team in the 5th World Baseball Classic, WBC, by denying permission to Cuban ball players who play in the MLB. The Cuban Baseball Federation, FSCB, strongly condemned on Wednesday. In an official note, the Cuban Baseball Federation indicated that the U.S. government thus vetoes Cuban-born ball players so that they cannot integrate the Cuban baseball team in the 5th World Baseball Classic, slated for March 8 to 21, 2023. Perez Pardo added that the U.S. government granted in the last few hours the permission required for the Cuban team to participate in the WBC, a condition only required by Cuba. For not being timely authorized, Cuba was not invited to participate in the WBC preparatory, nor was it requested to deliver the list of 50 eligible ballplayers, as it was done with the rest of the countries. The discriminatory treatment against Cuba by the U.S. government is regrettable, and the Cuban Baseball Federation firmly rejects it. Motivations are purely political and threaten the enjoyment of the discipline. Celebrations for CARICOM Cuba Day are taking place amid the strengthening of cooperation between the region's states and Havana, as evidenced by the visit of Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel to 3 countries in the Caribbean area. During his tour, Díaz-Canel held official conversations with his hosts and met with parliamentary leaders, members of the Cuba Solidarity Movement, academics, businessmen, and government officials. In each segment of his trip, the consensus was reached to expand cooperation in sectors that are strategic for small island states threatened by climate change and with open economies that are heavily impacted by the rising prices of raw materials, energy, and food. In the voice of government and civil society representatives, Cuba received the gratitude of those people who found in this nation greater support for professional training, education, health, research, and infrastructure development. The 8th CARICOM Cuba Summit held in Barbados highlighted the potential for expanding cooperation and promoting economic and trade integration mechanisms, a step essential for nations that are strategically aligned on common issues in international political and diplomatic scenarios. And in the international agenda, we have that Peruvian President Pedro Castillo was arrested after leaving the government palace once his dismissal was approved by the parliament. Police sources indicated that Castillo's caravan and escort were intercepted by elite police officers who forced them to go to the Lima police region near the center of the city, where dozens of detractors gathered shouting against Castillo. The arrest process was carried out at the police headquarters before the prosecutor Benavides and the anti-corruption prosecutor Marita Barreto arrived, and there are two versions of the reason for the capture, one that is related to the attempt to dissolve parliament, which is a crime, and another that has to do with previous investigations. Castillo was accompanied by the former Prime Minister Aníbal Torres, his friend and prominent jurist, who assumed his defense after the resignation of his previous lawyers, Benji Espinosa and Eduardo Pachas, who resigned because they disagreed with the dissolution of Congress. What was decisive for the final outcome was the refusal by the heads of the armed forces and the police to support the dissolution of the legislative branch. Meanwhile, the government of Venezuela and the opposition Alianza del Lápiz reaffirmed their desire for dialogue despite their differences. In a meeting held last night and which ended in the early hours today, President Nicolas Maduro received Antonio Ecarri, president of that party, and other leaders of the center-right organization at the Miraflores Palace, headquarters of the executive. At the end of the meeting, the president of the National Assembly, Jorge Rodriguez, gave details of the meeting and indicated that they had very interesting positions from the point of view of political, social, and economic programs. He pointed out that they reviewed part of the social agreement signed in November in Mexico City with the sector of the opposition and discussed issues of singular importance for all the people of Venezuela, such as daily life, needs, expectations, hopes, and with a vision set in the future. He summarized that it was a very fruitful and beneficial meeting and that they hope to continue doing so in the future. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.